Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
My name's Richard Lewis Triplett.
Thank you, Mr. Triplett. Let's see who's going to conduct the hearing. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as the lead for your hearing, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Sir?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, good morning, sir. Can you please state your full name, your ADC number first for the record?
Richard Lewis Triplett,
182839. Okay, Mr. Triplett, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Triplett, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I didn't know I could hire anybody. I ain't got no money anyway, so I guess we're just going to wait.
Okay, so you represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm, Mr. Triplett?
Am I supposed
to do this too? No, that's okay. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I'm a liar.
Okay.
I'm not a thing, but a liar ain't one of them.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Westby? Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failing to report to your assigned parole officer on May 21st, 2018, after being discharged from your place of residence at the House of Refuge, 9835 North 7th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on May 18, 2018. The figures whereabouts are unknown, thus you are an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Triplett, I'm going to move to find that the resident committee did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
So we'll talk about that in phase two, okay?
Okay.
Oops, I just lost it.
That's a form.
Big time.
Just a new form.
I'll do another.
Just give you a new one.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then I will give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On May 14, 2018, Mr. Triplett was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 6, 2018 by Mesa PD when the police found the subject behind an alley. He was back in DOC custody on June 6, 2018 with the Joseph Community Supervision end date of October 29, 2018, 16 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each for 1 and a half years. Prior convictions, 2004, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. 2007, burglary, third degree, 1 year, 9 months. 2008, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. 2011, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2012, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. This is his 7th term in DOC, senior IR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. He has no manual information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release, completed 7 months. 2008, TIS release, arrested under misdemeanor charges of shoplifting, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release, absconded 18 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2016, TIS release, absconded 41 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are minimal, with possession of a weapon, misuse of medication noted. Other arrest, 1998, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2002, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And all other arrests since then, which were drug-related charges, resulted in charges being either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G3 and B4.
Okay, Mr. Tipton, I see that when you were released on May 15th, you were released and went to your intake. You were reviewed and signed and received a copy of the conditions of supervision. It looks like on May 15th, you were released. The risk assessment was completed and the offender was assessed at a medium supervision. And then it says that you were approved to reside at the House of Refuge at 9835 North 7th Street. You received a consent of the placement on February 12, 2018. Then on May 17, 2018, notification was received via email that you had self-admitted of using drugs and alcohol on May 17th. Then you failed to report by curfew and was subsequently discharged from the House of Refuge program on May 18th. You did not provide any other residential address. So, what happened, sir? Did you just relapse and decide not to come back, or what happened?
Yes, sir. But they threw me out.
They threw you out?
Yeah.
Did you relapse and start drinking and using drugs, sir?
Only after I talked to my wife for 27 years and she told me she wanted a divorce. Yeah, I had a beer, and yes, I told her I've been drinking.
Do you have any other problems? Where are you staying at, sir?
Where was I staying at? Mesa.
Okay, I mean when you were put out of the program, where did you stay?
I abscended for, what did it say, 16 days?
Yes, sir.
16 days?
16 days. What were you doing during those 16?
And then I got copped down. I self-admitted. I turned myself in.
Did you? So were you just living on the street or what, sir?
Behind an alley, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I was very happy to come back. I mean, I knew this time was a cure, so, you know, I may as well come do it.
Okay, so, you started drinking because you wind up getting a divorce from your wife wanted a divorce. What kind of drugs did you use?
I didn't.
Because the report said that you...
I said I've been drinking.
All right, well...
Just I got thrown out of the halfway house. Other than that, I was with my son.
Okay, well, say it. Did you work during that period of time, sir?
No, I wish I had. I'd have had a little more money right now.
So, Mr. Triplett, you've absconded, you know, a couple of other times. And you had a new misdemeanor. But you know the importance of staying in touch with your PO, and if you didn't do that, then you eventually would get arrested and have to go back to prison. You aware of that?
I knew it was coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I played that officer down.
So why did you notify your PO when they put you out of the program, sir?
Because I inevitably I was going to be wearing orange again.
Nah. All right, Mr. Triplett, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
It's very rarely work with you. I don't see you ever being on this side of the street, but I just knew I was going to be wearing orange again, so.
Well, the.
Sooner or later, come till this number.
Okay.
Or during this time.
So is that what you mainly just want to do is go ahead and kill your number?
I've been programming. I've been programming while I've been down. So if by chance I get out again, I'm going to go to Tucson. I'm not going to go. You know, as they say in the big book, you got to change your playground. Well, I'm done with Phoenix area. I'm going to go down to Tucson and try and be born again, as they say.
All right, so it looks like that out of the six times that you have been in custody, that the very first time you completed, I think it was like 7 months TIS release, and then it looks like the next time in 08, well, you got new misdemeanor charges, and then after that, you just absconded. So it's almost like you just killing the time, knowing you're going to go back and wait to kill your time off, or what?
Pretty much.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions from you. Seeing the board has no additional questions, Mr. Triplett, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Like I say, if by chance I get out, I'm going to go to Tucson, be born again, since there's nothing left for me in the Metro Valley area. They have programs like SACRAC and, what is it, House of Santa Clara, there are good things about it. I just need to get out and get born again. But if not, come October, it's going to happen anyway, so regardless.
All right, so
I've done my time.
Okay, Mr. Triplett, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Triplett, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, then we'll get back with you with the results of the board, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Triplett says that he was in a program, and then while he was in the program, he had heard from his wife after over 20-something years that he had been married, saying that she wanted to get a divorce, and he started drinking. He admitted to the staff at the House of Refuge that he had been drinking, and he was put out of the program after that. He was homeless for 16 days. He said he knew he had the time to do it. He was going to. He waited down a police officer while he was in the alley, and according to Mr. Triplett, he self-admitted so that he could be returned to prison to go ahead and kill his number, because he knew he was going to have to eventually do that time. So he has been on TIS release on four separate times. On the very first time in 05, he did complete, and then 08, he was a new misdemeanor, and then 13 and 16, he was a absconder, so he knew that he needed to get a hold of his PO, which is why he said he turned himself in. At this time, I don't feel that Mr. Triplett would be a good candidate for community release, and that he would be best to go ahead and serve his time until he's released on October 29th of 2018, and he says that he's doing some programming now, and hopefully he can program, and when he gets out, hopefully have his stuff together where he won't have to have any more contact with law, negative contact with law enforcement, or come back before this board again. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Triplett, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of custody, as he was an abstainer for 16 days and did self-admit to drinking alcohol.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Okay, motion by myself. Who votes?
Second.
Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. agree, Mr. Neal. I mean, Mr. Quinones. What'd you say about that?
I'm just kidding. You said Mr. Neal, I said, I don't think you agree.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Tripler, sir, the board, sir? Mr. Tripler?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on October 29th of 2018, okay?
I know I will.
All right, sir, can you put the CO3 back on the phone?